This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. I just heard that my mic is really quiet. Okay, hopefully that works better. Calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. I'm going to turn my headphones down so I don't have to hear myself so loud. We are obviously broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Weather here is gorgeous. So thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, my name is Allison Keeber, and I'm your host for Prophetic Thursdays. Before we get started, one thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that we all acknowledged just all of our brothers and sisters across the United States who are just really currently facing a lot of catastrophe across their land, and a lot of people fighting to save their homes, a lot of people fighting to save their lives right now. And so, you know, yes, this is Prophetic Thursday, but I really feel like it's important that since we're all coming together, we've got so many people joining us on Facebook Live right now, and then all of you who are listening here on the radio, also too, who will listen to the rebroadcast of this. I think it's really important that we all come together and we stand together in prayer. And so before we jump into the prophetic part, I want to invite every single one of you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, God, we know that your will, plan, and purpose is beyond our understanding. God, but we know that you are in control of all things, God. And I want to pray for those who are in the path of Hurricane Irma. I want to pray for those who are still struggling from the catastrophe that Hurricane Harvey caused. And I want to pray for all of those who are in the Northwest who are under fire. Literally, when I look at the map, it's just an entire section of the United States that looks like it's under fire, God. And God, I just ask that right now that you be with those people. God, I know that you are. I know that you are with those people, God, but that you help eliminate distractions, God, that you give them clarity on what that they're supposed to do, God, that they don't try to save their things over themselves, God, that you will be able to work out all things for your good, God. And God, I just pray right now. I just want to make the bold declaration, the bold prayer, God, that you just break up Irma, just break her up, and so that, you know, she doesn't cause any more damage. There's already several islands that she's hit and much damage that she's caused, God, but break her up so that she doesn't cause any further damage, God. And God, we pray for rain. We pray for rain in the Northwest to put out these fires, God. We pray that you save these people's homes, their livelihood. So many people whose their resources, their livelihood, is in danger as well, God. And we just, we pray that you put a hedge of protection over them, over that, and protect them, God. And I just, scripture that stuck out to me, God, was Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God, and I just pray that scripture over all of those who are just in these storms, in the pathways of these fires, and they're on their knees and they're saying, God, where are you? Where are you, God, that you remind them that you are there, God, that you are there in the storm. And I thank you for that confirmation, God, that they can just feel your touch. They can feel your presence wrap around them, that although they can't understand the things of this world, God, and they can't fully understand even your works, God, but they have a peace and a comfort that only you can deliver. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all that you are doing in all of our lives, God, that not a single one of us goes missed, God, that you, again, you are so omnipresent that you are able to be with each and every one of us, God, that you are right there with us in the storm. You are right there with us. We praise you and we love you and we thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So thank you so much for joining me in prayer. I love to see all your hearts and your likes there on Facebook. Thank you so much. Okay, so now on to Prophetic Thursday. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schoenborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We're here because of you, so thank you so much. It's very obvious that so many of us hunger for a word from God, and it's why we have we've dived into expanding this ministry, because it's just so apparent, the names that come in day in, day out, week over week, and we have made a vow, a declaration here, that we will not let a single name fall to the floor. So just know that we've always got someone who's monitoring your names, writing those down. And, you know, if a word isn't being delivered to you, just be patient, be expectant. One of the things that I was talking to my girlfriend, Cindy Hart, about the other day is that, you know, sometimes we may not get a word from God because we're not in the right place to receive it. And that's something a little bit to swallow, right? Sometimes we got to go, okay, why are we not hearing from God? He wants to have us be in the right space to receive it. But also too, maybe some of us aren't receiving a word from God because he's already talking to us. He's already giving us a word, and we need to sit and we need to rest in that word. I do want to give a special shout out, I've already said it a couple of times, to our people who are joining us via Facebook Live. We literally have thousands of people view our program on Facebook Live, and so obviously our ministry is growing in that aspect as well, and so we're just so thankful to have all of these different medias available, really, to reach people, to minister, and to obviously share the gospel. Like I said, Prophetic Tuesday was where we started, and now obviously we're in Prophetic Thursday, and we also have Prophetic Mondays. Just know that Prophetic Mondays is put on hold, for a little bit while Callie Hargraves and, the Mooring family, they have a church in Baytown, Texas, and, they're deep in it, in the efforts to help those who were hurt by Hurricane Harvey. Their church is serving as a station of relief, and so they're focusing on that. So, but Dale and I will be here for you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Remember that one word from God can change your life forever. And as I mentioned before, my name is Allison Kieber. Most of you are kind of becoming to know me. I feel like a lot of us are becoming family, especially when God gives these amazing words to me for you. But my husband and I, Ian, we also host a show here on BPN. Host a show here on BPN called Marketplace Watch, which airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the theme of our show is we dare not wait for the world to come to us. And so, you know, here's the thing. If we want to go out and we want to share the gospel, right, we need to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. And we need to make sure that we're taking Jesus outside of the four church walls, right, out into the marketplace. And so this week, we are so excited because Ian and I will actually be discussing your spiritual curb appeal. And so we're going to be talking about that. I hope you join us tomorrow for that. So now as we dive in, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not be able to give you your vision. That comes from God himself. And how cool is that? I don't know what I just saw streak across the background, but did you see that? It was like a little angel was with us on camera there. How cool is that? I have to go back and look at that replay. That was awesome. But he will not, a prophet will not give you your vision. That comes from God himself. And that comes from spending time with him, being in the spirit, right? And, I'll share with you one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8, right? I love Romans 8 because it really talks about how important it is to be in the Spirit, right? And to be sharing that time with Holy Spirit and how blessed we are. I think sometimes we so easily forget that he is right here with us. He hasn't gone anywhere, right? You know, some of us are like, you know, you need a little more Jesus. No, we need a little less self, right? We need a little less self, and we should be on. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All of the technical stuff. All right. So like I said, your vision has to come from God. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. A prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, or it can be a confirming word. And as 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. You must receive this word in your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the full capacity. And I think that's huge. We need to understand that we can't understand all that God is saying to us. We can't understand all that God is doing and working for. But you know, what we have to rest in is that it's okay. It's okay that we don't have that understanding, but that we can still receive it through the supernatural, right? And so once you receive it in your spirit, it's really important that you take ownership, right? So some of you are going to hear a word today and your name's not going to be attached to it, but something in your spirit is going to say, that's my word. That's my word. And I hear testimony after testimony from people who say, you delivered a word, or Papa Dale delivered a word, and it didn't have my name attached to it, but every single thing you said was for me. And so you've got to open up your spiritual ears, your spiritual eyes, and you've got to open up your heart so that you can receive this, not going, well, that's a good word, but it didn't have my name attached to it. If there's something that's stirring inside of you and you feel like God's saying, that's your word, go ahead and reach out and receive it and take ownership of that word and make sure you write it down. It's so important to write your word down. In fact, I have a lot of people reach back out to me and they say, can you give me the word? Because they know that I write the word down. And I always want them to go and listen to their word. And the reason why is because I think it's really important to, one, understand Holy Spirit is here, right? And so when I start reading these words, he's probably going to say way more than I have written down when we were talking earlier, okay? And so there's not only that, but it's important that you listen to it and you write it down. And then you got to sit in that, right? You've got to sit in that word. It's really important that you sit in that word and you just allow it to soak into your spirit. And then you wait for the confirmation, right? You wait for the confirmation because it's coming. It's coming. And then you must wait for the fulfillment. The fulfillment. Like I said, many hunger for a word. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we get started in that, I want to make sure that we invite Holy Spirit to be here with us, that he is here with us and he is delivering a word to you today. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that today you are going to speak words of edification. You are going to speak words of comfort. God, that you are going to speak words that people will write down and that they will rehearse, God, and that they will be able to say, on that day, it became more clear. On that day, I was set straight on my path, God. And I just, oh yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you that you are such an ever presence in our life, God. And I just ask that whoever's listening, whether it's Facebook Live, whether it's the radio, whether it's right now or whether it's later, God, that you open up their spiritual ears, you open up their spiritual eyes, God, and that you open up their heart and open up their mind, God. Let all of the doubt go. Yeah, just let that doubt go, right? And just receive, God, that just prepare them. God, I feel like there's an expectancy in so many today, an expectancy that a word will be delivered, God. And I'm believing that today, even though we have some names attached to these words, God, that through me as a vessel, God, that you are going to be able to show your almighty power and that words are going to soak into hearts today, God. And I just thank you. Thank you, God, for removing me, God, that you tell me to die to myself every single day, God. And that I'm just a vessel, God. All I am is a vessel to shine your light, and to be able to use the gifts that you have given to me to help others, to speak into others, God. And I thank you. I thank you for that, Jesus. I don't take it lightly, God. And I thank you. I thank you for what you're about to do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get started. All right, so the first word that I have today is for Lafayette H in North Carolina. Lafayette, you have a tendency to focus on your brokenness, but that's not how he sees you. Remember that he sees you as whole. He doesn't see you as broken. He doesn't see you as pieces that need to be put back together. No, he sees you as whole. He sees you as capable and qualified. He said, don't let small doubts stop you from walking out the big promises. And then he showed me that you have such a beautiful worship, you're a worshiper. Oh man, like you just, that music, there's just, the vibration just speaks to your spirit and to your soul. And he says, yes, you're a worshiper. He loves watching you worship. And he loves watching you praise him. He says he delights in being with you during all of those moments of worship. He loves being with you when you dance and sing. And it's like you throw out all inhibition and you just dance and you sing before your Lord. Yes, you're a beautiful worshiper. And I have to tell you, as I was obviously taking your name to the Lord in prayer, here's the thing. Sometimes as a prophet here, you guys, I don't understand. I don't know what these words mean because I don't know you. To me, you're a name on a paper that I'm taking to God for prayer. Okay. So I don't know. And so sometimes I get these things and I go, okay, God, I'm just going to write it down, even though I don't understand it, because who am I to let your word fall to the floor? Okay. That would be selfish. Great. Okay. So Lafayette, I saw Mercedes. I saw a black Mercedes. And I'll tell you that I don't know what the true significance of it was, because a lot of times when God shows us a picture of things, it can have one significance to us, but completely different significance to the person who's receiving it. So I don't know what the significance is per se, but I got this feeling that he was saying he was giving you a glimpse of the promises and the blessings that's coming your way. And then I just heard the word significance tied to that. And so I don't know if there's part that, you know, we all know that a black new Mercedes, you know, they're expensive and they're nice. And I don't know, but I know that that is what I saw for you, Lafayette. So write that down and hold on to that. And I just bless you. I bless that word that's delivered to you. I'm so glad to hear that I have another sister in Christ that loves worship like I do. How awesome is that? My next word is for Jim and Mary in Florida. Jim and Mary in Florida, he said, it's time to take up your sword. Yes, time to take up your sword. The sword of the Spirit. He said, the battle is constant right now because of the work that you are doing. Jim, you have leadership written all over you. You have influence and others are eager to learn the word of God from you. But I want to speak to Mary. God said, I want to speak to Mary. He said, Mary, God has placed such a gift inside of you. You are constant. You are steadfast. You are a quiet giant. He said, you are wrapped in such significance. He says, lately you've been struggling with your role, with your part. He says, your part is with women. You're a leader of women. He said, you will build a volunteer army of women, literally creating a movement that will change women for generations. Now is not the time to focus on your limitations, but to focus on who died for you and who now lives inside of you. And I just, again, I want to emphasize that, because there was a couple words that he had me underline in your word, Mary. Leader of women, significance, and to not focus on your limitations. When we focus on our limitations, we take our focus off of who God is, right? And God can do all things, right? God, the world wants us to believe the saying is that, God wants us to think that, or excuse me, the world, I'm getting stumbled on my words because I didn't write this down. The world wants us to think, right, that God doesn't give us more than we can handle, right? But what God says is, no, I don't give you more than I can handle. He doesn't give you more than he can handle. And he can handle it all, right? And so what he wants you to do is not focus on the limitations. Focus on who died for you and who lives inside of you. Because he can handle it. He can handle it. And if he's called you, he's equipped you. You're a leader of women. I hope that blesses you. And I pray for you to be covered in protection as you take up that sword of the Spirit, right? How important it is to go out and share that word, because a sword is, it's used in offense and it's used in defense, right? And we must be very, aware that we're not using it, the sword, we're not using it too much defensively, right? We don't want to just slam God's word into people and, you know, be all up on our righteous high horse, right? But we also don't want to be too offensive, right? Where we can start to kind of, hold our sword back and go, okay, well, maybe I'm not supposed to share this with them. Like, you know, no, it's for offense and defense. And it's just being really aware, because you've been given that, right? You put on your suit of armor, right, every day. But in particular for Jim and Mary, he's talking to you about taking up your sword. All right, the next word is for Laura S. in Texas. Laura, God immediately went into prayer for you. I prayed, God, give Laura strength during this, time filled with so many emotions, a season of absolute stretching. And I pray for Judah's health. I pray that he is miraculously healed. Judah, I reach out to you right now. I reach out to you right now and I bless you in Jesus' name. And I just ask God that whatever ailments Judah is facing, whatever sickness he is facing, God, that you just show your miraculous power, God, and that you heal Judah, that you heal him. You take away the pain. You take away the sickness. You take away the ailments, God. And I just thank you. I thank you, God, that you are in the works of doing that right now, Jesus. We believe in your miraculous healing. Yes, we believe in your miraculous healing, God. You've shown us way too many stories throughout your word and throughout time that it is possible, that it is possible, God, and we are just believing for that right now. We are believing that right now. We are rebuking any diagnosis or any words of illness that have been spoken over Judah. We're rebuking those, and we're speaking the words of healing. Yes, we're speaking the words of healed. Healed. Judah is healed. We're speaking those words. Judah is healed. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing. Laura, he says he hears you. He has heard every single word. He's heard every single plea. And he's heard and he's been there for every single tear. He hears you. He hears you. You may not understand how or what he's working, but you must hold on to the belief that it's for his will, plan, and purpose. I bless you, Laura. I bless you in Jesus' name. The next word that I have is for Beverly. Beverly in California. Beverly, I saw a swimming pool. And hear me out on this. It wasn't like a swimming pool, like a backyard swimming pool. Again, when God gives me these pictures, I just so wish that I could share them with you because the picture that I see in my head. So he showed me a swimming pool. There is, there's the waterfall that is flowing into, the waterfall is just, it's flowing into this big, beautiful pool. And I guess maybe you would call it a lagoon. Maybe that's a good definition for it, a lagoon, because it's completely, it was completely surrounded by just the big, lush trees. There's this, just this beautiful fragrant smell. And the water is like that turquoise blue color. Hope I'm painting a good picture for you because, the picture was so beautiful. I wanted to stay there. I thought, okay, I want this. But then no, this was for Beverly. This is for Beverly. And so, like I said, it was this beautiful pool at the bottom of a waterfall, tropical plants surrounding. And so you could smell it. Like you could smell, oh goodness, what is that? That gardenia. That's kind of the smell, that I can associate with it. And then he said, traveler, traveler. And like I wrote that down because that's what he calls you. He's calling you traveler. He says, travel, for wherever you step, you take me with you. He says, you take him to people who have never seen or met him before. His spirit is all over you. It's all over you. And so wherever you go, you're taking him with you. And he says, his joy is all over you. His expectation is all over you. And his expansion is all over you. He says, where you step, he steps, traveler. Yes, take the expedition. I don't know what that means, but he said, yes, take the expedition, traveler. Not all of us are called to go and travel. Not all of us are called to go out. Some of us are called to stay right where we're at. Some of us are called to stay planted. We're all called for different things. And I really believe this word, Beverly, was him saying, you are called to travel. I don't understand why he would put the word traveler and call you traveler if you weren't meant to go travel. And I have a feeling that this is the place that he's calling you to travel to. One of the many. And so, I just bless you. I bless your journey. I bless the people that you are going to meet, the lives that you're going to touch, the lives that you're going to minister to. And Beverly, I'm just hearing God say right now, it's because you have a uniqueness on you that non-believers are attracted to. You have that, where non-believers go, I like her. Something's different about her. And so they're attracted to you, and it's just you have this confidence. Yes, you have this confidence that is all over you, and that's what he said. Yes, his spirit is all over you, and so you have confidence because it's his spirit, right? It's die to yourself, right? You you're not trying to be or do anything. It's His Spirit that's all over you. It's His joy that is all over you. And I just bless you. I bless you, Traveler Beverly. I hope that word speaks to your soul. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, y'all. It's hot in here. It's starting to get hot. And alas, Ruth, she had to go to our main studio to go help out with some studio complications there. Sorry to those of you on the radio who maybe aren't hearing me all of that great. So hopefully that gets worked out for our replay. Just know that you can always join us on Facebook Live on Dale Gentry's fan page. You just type in the search bar Dale Gentry and his fan page will come up and you can see all of our prophetic sessions on there as well. All right, the next word that I have is for Neela D. in Oklahoma. Neela, I think you've been waiting on a word for a while. I know I've been praying over your name for quite a while. Neela in Oklahoma, I heard the word photographer. Photographer, it's a gift that He's put inside of you. You see the beauty in things that other people can't see. And this hobby, it's just always been a hobby, but it's a gift. It's a gift. And then I heard Him say, chase this gift. It's right in your palm. The gift that God has given you, the answer that God has given you is right in your palm. Right now He's saying, no, not everyone sees these things the way you do. He says, I know you think that they do, but they don't. No, you have a special gift. You're a seer, right? A noticer. You see things, you notice the little things that other people just skim right by. And it's why you can bring that beauty out in photography. He said, but with your gift is an opportunity. There's an opportunity to share it. And so often we tend to focus on the problems and searching for the solution when the solution is right in our hands. He says, yes, Neela, the solution is right in your hand, right in your palm. Instead of the gifts, that He's giving, we try to search for outside solutions when the gifts that He's given us are literally in us. They're sitting in our palm, right? Like Moses, right? He had the staff, right? It was right in his hand. It was in his hand, his gift. His gift was right there, right? And Neela, I hear the same thing. Your gift is right there. It doesn't have to be just a hobby. He's saying, don't have it be just a hobby. Use your gift. Use your gift. Your solution is in your palm. Your solution is in your palm. I bless you, and I hope that word blesses you, Neela, in Oklahoma. Thank you so much for your patience. It's an honor to pray for you and to have continued to pray for you. Kendra S. in California. Kendra, I have this feeling that you are so expectant of a word and how excited I am to be able to deliver this word that God has for you. Kendra S. in California. Next generation. He said, pray for your grandchildren, even the lives that you don't know, but are to come. So, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, right? He says, you're a prayer warrior, and write it down. A journal that can be passed down for generations, and then I had to scribble, and he said, no, a Bible that is also a journal. I don't know what that looks like, but a Bible that is also a journal that can be passed down to future generations. Future generations will say, I am where I am today because of the fervent prayers of my grandmother. And they'll be able to hold this journal, this Bible, and they'll be able to see your prayers. They'll be able to read your prayers, and they'll be able to see that their lives are literally playing out how you have prayed for those grandchildren. Watch the generations walk out the exact edifications you spoke over them. Yes, prophesy over them. Prophesy over those grandchildren, those great-grandchildren. And the most important part is that you write it down. Yes, he says, yes, you are a beautiful and a powerful writer, but an even more powerful prayer. You will teach others how to pray, how to stay devoted, how to stay steadfast in belief of those prayers. Oh, that's good. Wow. Kendra, we need people like you. Thank you. Thank you for praying and being a prayer warrior who, when people reach out to you and they say, I need prayer, you are there. You are standing in the gap. Thank you for that. Thank you for being someone that people can rely on, that is in their corner, that is there to stand in the gap and pray for them. I just thank you, and I bless you, and I bless your ministry that will play out far beyond your years, far beyond your years. And I just, I bless you and your steadfastness. Your steadfastness, if that's even a word, but your steadfastness, to just stay true that, that these prayers aren't about you being able to see it play out. No, that these prayers are so much bigger than you, so much bigger than you. And that this word is specifically given to you because he trusts you with that. All right. I bless you, Kendra, and that word for you. This next word that I have is for Danielle K. in Texas. Danielle K. in Texas. God said, the world has had you believing the lies to try to steal you away from the greatness he has placed inside of you. He said, just take a look at your children. Each one of them uniquely shines God's light, despite the lies of this world. they hold an eagerness, and I can always tell that God's like really giving me a lot when like I can't even read my own handwriting. So Daniel, those children, they hold an eagerness to have an individual relationship with their King Jesus. Oh, so beautiful. And so do you. So do you, Danielle. He said, step back into your childlike faith. Step back into your childlike faith. And he gave me scripture for you. He gave me scriptures for you. And this is actually what led me to then reading Romans 8, like I said earlier. It was Romans 8:39. Neither height nor depth nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And he said, Lord, Danielle, Lord, it's a powerful word. That's a powerful word. It means boss, right? It means boss. He said, allow him to be your boss. Allow him to be Lord, boss of all, right? Allowing him to correct you and to guide you. He says, you have a lot of lives that he has already assigned to you. You have a powerful story of loss, a powerful story of struggle, a powerful story of grieving. But the most powerful story that you have, I'm going to get choked up, is in overcoming. Overcoming. He said, that's your testimony. Overcoming. You will free so many, and you will lead them into deeper relationship with Jesus because of your overcoming. And then, sometimes when I get a word for someone, it's like Jesus pauses and then he comes back and he says, oh, but wait, here's one more thing. Because a lot of times one word isn't related necessarily to the other. And this word, was kind of one of those moments where it was a pause and then it came back and it was a word that he gave me and then assigned your name to it, if that makes sense. That the word kind of came to me and then he says that's a continued word for Danielle. Okay. So Danielle, his second word for you is, he says, quote unquote, is that your best? Says the mirror to the mess. And what he's meaning by this is he says, you're looking in the mirror and you're thinking, is that as good as it gets? Is this brokenness? Like, do people see it? Do people see how broken I am? And it's like you see all of the imperfections. You see the struggle. You see the grief. You see the loss. You see the sins of the past. And God said, Danielle, he said, did you hear me whisper? Because every time you say that, he whispers, you are beautiful. He says, you're incredible. He says, and you're absolutely, beautifully, imperfectly perfect. And he doesn't want you to look in the mirror one more time, one more day, and say any of those things. He doesn't want you to question it. He wants you to hear his whispers. He wants you to hear his whispers. Let me read it to you again. He calls you beautiful, incredible, beautifully, imperfectly, perfect. What a good word. And I'm going to put in the comment section when I'm done, because there's a song that this made me think of when I got this word from God, and it's by Nicole Norman, and it's called, I think it's called Beautiful for You, Beautiful for You. And Danielle, I think it's really important that you go and listen to that song, that you go and listen to that song, because there's going to be a message in there from God for you. So an expanded message. I bless you, and I bless this word on your life, and I bless the lives that are assigned to you. I bless the ministry that you will be able to do, the ministry of overcoming. Ah, that's just it. Is God can take something so tragic and make it so beautiful, right? And make it so beautiful. I hear him saying, yes, baby sailor's name will go on. Baby sailor's name will go on. Okay. The next word that I have here is for Robert B. in Wyoming. Robert, I heard God say, take the job. That's what I heard. Take the job. And I have a feeling that this is a future word, because then God said, out of the blue, an opportunity is going to present itself. He didn't say that an opportunity has presented itself. He said an opportunity is going to present itself. He was very clear on that. But it's going to be out of the blue. And he said, immediately, as soon as this opportunity presents itself, the attacks will come. The attacks will come. And they will have you questioning your ability and your qualifications. And he says, but here's all you have to remember. Just remember these three words. Take the job. Take the job. So sometimes he gives us a bigger word than others, you know, and sometimes you're like, could it be any clearer? I think that one was pretty clear for you, Robert. I bless you, and I bless whatever job is coming your way. And I bless that, that God give you the strength, to endure what the enemy's attacks will be, when a blessing like this comes our way. A blessing of opportunity is coming your way, Robert, and I just bless you and that opportunity. And then I have to tell you, I got a word after I was done praying for everyone, and I thought for a moment that it was actually a word for myself. And but then God said, no, it's just a word. And so I believe that this is either a word for many, or it's a word for someone specifically, but I didn't get a name attached to it. Okay? So again, we always prophesy in part, right? And so I'm totally transparent, like prophesying in part, I don't have a name to write to this. So listen closely, because this might be the word that you have been waiting for. I don't know. But he said, run your own race. It's time to stop competing with others. Every time you compete with others, it has you take your eyes off of your own path. It causes you to stumble, and sometimes it's caused you to fall. It for sure has and will continue to lengthen the time it takes to get to your destination if you continue to compete with others. He said, so run your own race. You do you. You be you. Yes. Yes, there are doors that continue to be closed. It's like door after door is just closing. And you're like, why are all these doors closing? And it's because you are not running your own race. You're comparing your journey. You're comparing yourself. You're comparing your ministry. You're comparing all these things to other people. And he says that, you know, you're not assigned to the same things that they're assigned to. You're not assigned to the same people that they're assigned to. So why are you trying to compete with them in their race that they're designed to win? When you're designed to win this race, you're designed to win this race. Run your own race that you are designed to win, and you will win. Yes, the doors keep closing because you weren't meant to run that race in the first place. And so for whoever that word is for, like I said, run your own race. Don't compare yourself. Don't compare, don't even compare your race. Like, don't compare your course. Don't compare your running stride. Like, obviously I'm using analogies here, but don't compare to someone else's because you will always fall short. You will always fall short. You will always lose because it's not your race. You have a race that is designed specifically for you to run. And if you run your race and you keep your eyes looking forward on that straight path, right? Remember, he makes all paths straight, right? On that straight path, you won't come across closed doors. You're only coming across the closed doors because they're over here. They're like, you know, God's like, well, slam that one shut in your face because you're not coming over here, right? No, run your own race. Brandy, thank you. Thank you for that. Just run your own race. Run your own race. Powerful word from God, because like I said, I thought for a moment, I was like, oh, I'll receive that. That's mine. And he said, no. This is a word you need to deliver. This is a word you need to deliver today. So I bless each and every one of you that word might be for, or, you know, Brandy said, I received that. Thank you. If it was just for you, Brandy, I bless you, and your race. And this next word that I have is for, I want to deliver a word really quick. I had a friend reach out to me, and she literally had probably listened to every prophetic cast that we had done. And she said, you said you delivered for a word for me. I've listened to every cast. I can't find it. I can't find the word. And like I said, I write them all down. And I really don't want to just send you the writing, because as I'm delivering your word, God always feeds me more. He's constantly feeding me more. I promise that my pen can't write fast enough as God is talking to me. So I sit there and I pray on your names. And, this is for Sarah, W in Washington. And Sarah, I realized, I don't date my notes. Okay. I keep all of them. I have a drawer that's literally piling up of all my notes, all of the names that I'm constantly praying over. Because I want to make sure that I'm still praying for you guys, right? That we don't just deliver a word and then be like, all right, done. You know, like, you are still being prayed for, right? Because God might have something else for you. I don't know. And like, again, who am I, right? Who am I to decide that? Sarah W. in Washington, this was actually delivered on May 1st. And I know that because, I said, mark down May 1st, mark down May 1st. And he said, you have been questioning your authority lately. You've been questioning, where do you stand as a woman and preaching the gospel? It's like something's been telling you inside that you're supposed to go out and preach the gospel. And you've felt it really strongly, but you question your authority. You're questioning, like, how do I get started? Who assigns that to me? Like, what do I do? Right? And he said, mark down May 1st. And he said, mark down May 1st because here are these words. Woman preacher. Woman preacher. There's a resurrection of the women preaching the word. He says, yes, it's time to rise up. Your authority has been given to you by your King Jesus. That is who your authority has been given to you by. He calls you Esther. Esther, rise up. At a time such as this, you were made. You were made for such a time as this. And I love, what I love about this and I want to share with all you is as she was reaching out to me, she shared, and I can't look at it because it's on my phone that's recording, but she shared a message with me that her pastor reached out to her yesterday and said, I'd like to meet with you in some things regarding, your ministry. How awesome is that? Now, she didn't hear the word, right? She missed it. It was delivered on May 1st. But God's word was still out there. His promises have held true. And I have to share that with you because just because you might not have heard the word doesn't mean that God stopped working on it. Right? He didn't go, oh, well, I delivered a word and they didn't hear it, so I'll move on. Like, that's... That sounds silly, right? That sounds silly. And that's what God says. That's silly because I am still working on your behalf. And he's a I will guy, right? Like I am, right? Well, and he's I will. And so he's a keeper of promises, not a breaker of promises. Those breaker of promises, they live in the world. And our King Jesus is a keeper of promises. So he's kept his promise to her, whether she heard the word or not. But I wanted to deliver that just as a side note because, like I said, she never got to hear it. And I just thought, what awesome confirmation. The next word that I have, I know we're running out of time, and I want to invite Ruth to come in and receive an offering and pray with you guys. I'll deliver this last word that I have written down, and then I'm just going to pray over a couple of your names that have maybe come in that Ruth's been writing down. And if God gives me a word right that second, then I'll deliver it, of course. But just want to pray over some of you and bless some of you. Lydia in Texas, he says, your father loves you. Your father loves you. Yes, our Heavenly Father loves you beyond measure. He says, but so does your earthly father. It's time to find forgiveness, Beverly. Or excuse me, Lydia. L-Y-D-I-A. Lydia. I think I said Linda or Beverly. Sorry. Beverly was somewhere else. Lydia, it's time to find forgiveness. Total forgiveness. He said, these chains have been around you for far too long. He says, it's okay. He says, give them to me and walk free. And I just, of course, saw you immediately removing these chains and handing them over. And so right now, as you hear this word, I just want to encourage you to just, even the physical act of taking something off that might represent a chain and taking that off, whether it's, you know, to just take it off your wrist, or maybe it's around your neck, or maybe it's around your ankles, but just take that off and remove it and give it to Jesus. Just give it to him. I literally saw you, this act of you removing them and handing them over. And as you do that, a clarity coming over you, a feeling of relief, a new breath in your lungs. It's like the missing piece you've been looking for was never really missing. It was just disguised. It was disguised in unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. He said, go ahead, hand it over to him. Flip the piece over, flip the puzzle piece over, and see that he has been restoring you. You have been restored. I bless you and I pray that this moment, that in this moment it will be done. And it's forgiveness. It happens in a moment. Choice happens in a moment. So many people paralyzed by a moment, by a moment. He says, once you hand it over, Jesus has no intention of giving it back. No intention of giving it back. It's not like he's like, well, hold it for a second, right? And then I'll give it. No, he's like, no, I'll take it. I'll take it now. He says, you'll be able to walk free and in an even deeper relationship with your Heavenly Father because of the forgiveness for your earthly father. And I just, right now, Lydia, I don't know what that means to you and the trials, tribulations, or what has, or what has gone on. But I just want to bless you right now. I just want to bless your journey. I want to bless your healing. I want to bless your restoration. And I want to bless your joy and your relief that you are about to receive. The clarity that God said that a clarity is coming over you. A feeling of relief and new breath in your lungs. That missing piece was always there. Yes, that missing piece was always there. It was just disguised. It was disguised in unforgiveness. And I just hear God saying right now that, yes, that was a word for Lydia, but he's saying that's a word for many. There's many who are struggling to have a relationship with Jesus because they haven't finalized their relationship with their earthly father. They haven't found the forgiveness. They haven't been able to walk through some things and they're searching for this. And I hear God saying, remember, life and these moments are fleeting. They are fleeting. And he did not mean for them to be wrapped up in unforgiveness. They didn't mean to be wrapped up in sin and shame and guilt and doubt and fear. He didn't mean for it to be wrapped up in any of that. None of that. No, he is love. Love. And some of us need to love ourselves enough to forgive those who have hurt us so that we can go deeper into the relationships with those who do love us. Including our own relationship with ourself, our own relationship with our King Jesus. I bless each and every one of you, whoever the rest of that word was for. Whew, it's hot in here. It gets hot in here, doesn't it, Ruth? I don't know how to figure that out yet, but we're going to figure it out. All right. Hi, Dina. Thank you for joining. Thank you so much for you guys that are joining. I'm going to read over some of the names that came in, and I'm just going to bless you, and I'm going to clear my screen. It's giving me a reminder that I have a call later. Isabel P. in San Marcos, California. I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Lisa T. in Sugar Land, Texas. I bless you, Lisa. I bless you in Jesus' name. Lisa, I just... God gave you love your home. You're someone who, yeah, he's saying you love your home. It's like this nest. It's like this little nest that you've created. And all that he really wants you to do is he says, open the doors. Open the front doors, because the nest that you have so talently created is not a nest that's meant just for you and your family. This is a nest that is meant for you to open the doors for people to come in, and not for them to say, oh, wow, look at this beautiful nest. Look what you've done. But no, for you to be able to minister to them. And he said he didn't give you that gift of building this beautiful nest so that you could only keep it for yourself. So Lisa T, I bless you. And I bless your beautiful nest and those lives that will come into it. Jeannie D. in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I bless you. Gayla G. in Lubbock, Texas, I bless you. Irma in Fort Worth, Texas, I bless you. Mary Lou's, I think is how you say it, in New York, I bless you. Cynthia M., I bless you. Crystal, I bless you in Jesus' name. Kathy in Mississippi, I bless you. So many of you, I recognize these names that I've already been praying over. And so just stay encouraged, y'all. Just stay encouraged. Because we bless you. We bless you. Brandy, we bless you in Jesus' name. MJ, we in California, we bless you in Jesus' name. Oh my goodness, so many. Sharla, I love you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Joyce B, I bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, so good. So many. You guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of our ministry, being a part of what we're doing here, for your likes, for your shares, for your encouragement to us and our ministry. We do want to keep this going. So I'm going to ask Ruth to come over here and just be able to present the opportunity to you, the opportunity to be able to give an offering if you'd like. And so I'm going to transfer my headphones to her. Here we go.
Thanks, Allison. Thank you, Allison. And Joyce, I agree. Does she not have a sweet, sweet spirit? We are so thankful, Allison Kieber, her heart, her... I'm over here doing some technical stuff, or actually I should say I'm over here trying to do some technical stuff, and I'm just usually over there crying, wiping my eyes, because the presence of the Holy Spirit is so in this place. And it is because, as I'm agreeing with Joyce, Allison has such a sweet spirit. She's so tender, and she... And all of our team is praying for you. We are praying for you all the time. I noticed that another comment, if I put my name in, do I listen next week? Absolutely listen. We've mentioned to you many times, a prophetic word is just impart, and we don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to lead us, because we're just vessels. We just are really honestly just standing here, hands and feet, of us doing what God wants us to do. So we don't know. Sometimes there's questions that come in and we just have to say we don't know. And it doesn't mean that we're not prepared. It doesn't mean that we're not professional. It doesn't mean that we don't want to know, but we don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to do. We honestly begin these programs with, Holy Spirit, do whatever you want us to do. And I think that's why you feel such an amazing presence. It's the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, it's awesome to be a part of this team. I'm honored to be a part of this team. So I kind of went on a rant there, but Allison is, she's just precious, and we're so thankful for her doing the Prophetic Thursday for Breakout Ministries, because there are hundreds of names that are coming through, and we honestly, in the natural, can't get to everybody. But having team members like Cheryl and Linda and Michael and Aliona and Rhonda Kinzer, and we just have an amazing team, and these men and women love you, and they are praying for you. And Pastor Dale has just done an amazing job mentoring and teaching prayer. Honestly, that's where you go when you don't know what to do. You go to our Heavenly Father, because He has all the answers. So, okay, I said all that, but we need you. Now I'm going to switch and say, we need you. I know you need words from the Lord, and we're here as vessels to deliver those. Amen. But we need you as ministry partners. We need you as financial partners. We need you as prayer partners. And what you can do, it really is easy. It is super simple, especially with all the technology. So you can just hop on bpnradio.com. I'm going to say that a little slower, bpnradio.com. It's really an information website, and so we are actually revising that right now. But for the moment, just scroll all the way down to the end of it, and there's a donate button. And just hit donate. And whatever the Lord leads you to do, that will be a blessing. We actually had some technical difficulties this morning, and that's because we need new equipment. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to tell you straight up, we need new equipment. We are operating an amazing internet studio, but it requires upkeep, and we need new equipment. So one of our computers crashed. So if the first part of the program you did not hear a word or did not hear Allison, we will be repeating that on BPN Radio today at 2 p.m., at 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. Central Time. And so there was just a little glitch there, but that's okay. That's okay, because it all works out. And so hopefully all of those that were joining by Facebook, or if you were joining by PPN Radio today and you didn't get that first of the program, maybe you just hopped on Facebook and caught it, and I pray that happened. So we do. We need you as partners. We want to do more, and we can't do more without the finances. I'm just going to be honest about it. And so, you know, just an old saying, you need more time and money, right? Well, that's where we are. We need more time and money. So pray for us, and if you want to be a BPN partner, we would love to hear from you. If you want to write a check, you can make that out to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries. And it's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78009. What an awesome day. I just bless the keepers, and I just bless all of our team. I bless everyone that has sent in their names. I just pray Holy Spirit will just guide them, direct them, give them, you know, all of the things, all the heart's desires. I just thank you for this awesome day. I thank you for, you know, pulling this team together. And I really thank you for our future. You know, just in this traumatic time of all these hurricanes, I see we have an amazing, bright future. When you see people pulling together and working for the good of our community, that is nothing compared to what Christians are going to do to pull together and work for the kingdom. Okay, so be blessed today. Have a great day. We love you. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your donations. God bless you.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, oh, forever and ever. Forever. Amen. Savior,
playing with my head. And failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done. And that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know.
Yes, it's true. And I was stumbling in the darkness, couldn't see my hand in front of me. I was sending up an SOS, all was lost, you came running. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, you sent the shadows scattering. Went through the clouds of piercing light, and then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life, you've only begun. And fear, every doubt disappears when you shine on us. We wanna see you shine, shine, shine like
be only happy tears.
understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my song, give you all of my praise. You hold on to all my pain. With it you are pulling me closer and pulling me into your way.
Thank you. How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
Against the water. Now I'm waiting, if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me. in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will.
Pathway, yeah, yeah.
days when all my hurts seem to fade away.
To just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope.
To forgive myself.